Good morning. It's 7, no it's not, it's 8:25, 7, it's 8:25 a.m. on Saturday, April the 30th, 20, shit, oh lovely, well, at least it stuck it down. The windscreen fell off my microphone. And it's windy, so the little foam ball just went running up the street. Let me find it. All right, probably created a stupid amount of noise, and I'll have to take it out. It blew down the street into the mud puddle. So it's wet. Also, it's been a forgetful morning. I forgot to pick up my phone from the bedside table, and I had to go get it before I could come for the walk. But I also had to go get it before 8 o'clock, because at 8 o'clock, the alarm goes off that tells me to go for my walk. And my wife is still asleep. So, horns of a dilemma. If I go into the room, she's going to wake up. If I don't go into the room, she's going to wake up. So, the question is, how do I want her to wake up? I want her to wake up to the annoying alarm that's on the bedside table all the way across the bed, or when I go into the room to get the phone, which she will chide me for needing to get, not understanding that if I don't get it, the alarm is going to go off. I am quite frequently chided for the degree to which I am connected to this phone. And the truth is, it's not the phone. It's not the phone. It's the book. It's the alarms that help keep me on track, sort of. That attempt to keep me on track. That's probably a better word. The alarms that attempt to keep me on track. It is a windy morning this morning. I noticed that Dave's Buttery Man Voice podcast is on hiatus today. He's up in Wyoming. And this is the same windstorm down here that he's gotten up there. And it is a cold wind. Had I known how cold a wind it was, I might have put on my windbreaker, because I'm just out here in a hoodie and a polo shirt. That was an odd-sounding Mustang. A newer Mustang. A shade darker than canary, but yellow. Sort of like bumblebee. Well, bumblebee, because it had a black stripe on it. But it didn't have the Mustang roar. I had a chance to drive a 66 Mustang once. It was a nice car. My cousin Roy had a Stingray. Oh, a convertible. It was one of the... It was one of the early model... It wasn't one of the classic Stingray, the two-door coupe with, you know, it looked like a car. It was the one that looked like a rocket ship. It had a pointed nose, had headlights that retracted the retraction mechanism. It was always breaking down. I never got to drive it, but it was always cool when he came to the, he was visiting. He left it at our house. And so whenever he was visiting, he would come pretty often and spend 2 or 3 weeks with us. And it was cool when he would come to the school and pick me up at the high school. Gold Stingray convertible. I have several memories tied up with cars. One was my doctoral thesis, doctoral dissertation advisor, and I traveled around the country for assistive technology conferences because of the National Center on Severe and Sensory Disabilities. I did like 4 to 5 conferences a year between distance education and assistive technology. And 1 year we had 2 conferences back to back, one in San Diego and one in LA. And so we flew to San Diego and she rented, was it a Mustang convertible? Was it a T-Bird? Now I don't remember. I want to say it was a Mustang, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a Mustang convertible. It was a new one, so it would have been like a 2000 model. 2005, 6, I don't know. And we drove up the Pacific Coast Highway with the top down. And she had to do a gig with one of the local schools early in the morning one day before we started our second conference. And so she let me drive her up to the school and take the car. And I cruised Hollywood Boulevard with the top down. I thought, look at me. Stupid old fart with the top down and his convertible cruising Hollywood Boulevard. Hello. Grauman's Chinese Theater. The whole bit. I mean, it was... That was crazy. It was surreal. That's what it was. It was one of those things that's like, okay, well, this isn't anywhere near as cool as I thought it might be. But it's still pretty damn cool. I know there are probably millions of people who have cruised Hollywood Boulevard. Probably millions of people just since I was there and have not been there. But it was so like, okay. For a kid from rural poverty down east Maine, to cruising Hollywood Boulevard in a convertible with the top down as part of my... Okay, cruising wasn't part of my job, but being in LA was part of my job. Jesus. Honestly, God. Oh, that's better. The neighborhood is protecting me from most of the wind here. It's coming down from the north, and I'm walking on the south side of a large residential area with lots of houses and fences and stuff. So wind's getting broken up, pushed up. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Post. Ow. That really slapped. So, oh, shoes. Shoes. I'm looking down. I'm looking at my new shoes. I have new shoes. I took my boots in, as I said I was going to yesterday. I went home. I got in the van, and I drove over to Red Wing. And the nice fellow at Red Wing looked at my boots, and he said, "Jesus, I don't know. they're really wore down. I hadn't quite gotten up into the upper sole, but the heels were really shot. They're actually kind of dangerous when the streets are wet, because there's no heel there to catch. It's just flat. So they were really bad. And I looked over what they had for new boots. And he said he'd give them to the shoe guy, the cobbler that does all of their shoe repairs. And he'll see if he can do anything about it. It's going to cost me almost as much as a new pair of boots. But those are broken in. And I get some fresh laces. And I still might buy a new pair of boots. But since I wore the old boots in, I needed something to wear home. It was part of my plan, actually, to buy a pair of walking shoes as opposed to a pair of boots. I'm pretty sure I talked about that yesterday. So they had, right on the same shelf as the boots, they had a pair of, you know, what I would look at and think, cross trainers, or I still think of anything with a canvas top as like a sneaker. This isn't exactly a canvas top. I don't think they're exactly waterproof either. But then, neither are my boots anymore. So, there's that. So, I thought, okay, well, you take the boots and give them to the shoe guy. I bought a new pair of shoes. I was afraid they didn't have my size. They've got limited sizes. They've got really limited selection. Their supply line is really hosed. Oh, here comes a big truck. dew spray. It's a big water tank. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, so he looked up my records and saw that the boots I have are size 9. And so he tried to put me in a pair of these shoes that were size 9. It's like, no, these aren't going to work. So he went up, he had a 9.5. So he went up to 9.5. No, that's not going to work. I don't know quite what the problem is. And we had to go to a 10. But what I did was, after the second pair of shoes, they have one of these, I guess it's like Dr. Scholl's or something. They have one of these little scanners, and you stand on the scanner and it measures your foot. And my feet are two different sizes. One's a 9.5, the other's a 10. Which is apparently not uncommon. But what that means is I have to buy a pair of shoes that's big enough for the larger foot. Which only makes sense. I mean, yeah. And it also depends on the style. I'm able to get into those hiking boots, and they were a little short. I was able to get into those hiking boots, and because they were leather, they gave quite a lot. And over 2,500, 3,000 miles, they conformed to my foot, which is good. So anyway, I have new walking shoes, which I am wearing today. The downside is they don't have the Vibram soles. They've just got urethane soles on them. But in theory, I'll get my boots back in a week or so. Assuming the cobbler can fix them. If they can't fix them, I'll at least get them back. So I'll have them to wear too. And I might buy a boot. Not the Canadian boot, but a boot. But I might buy new boots. I don't know. The problem is that Red Wings, as I said a moment ago, I didn't get my ball cap this morning. So the mic is clipped to my chest, to my lapel. And the wind is blowing right in my face. So it's blowing right on the microphone. Try and protect it a little bit. So their supply chain is pretty screwed up. And if I were to order a pair of boots now, he couldn't guarantee that I would have them in 6 months. Or at all. So, yeah. I may need to take a trip to EMS or something and find a pair. They had a lot of Vibram sole boots, but they were all steel-toed work boots. The wind has blown my hood off. But anyway, I have a pair of walking shoes. There are not diamonds in the soles of these shoes, although at the price I have to wonder. But I can put on my walking shoes now. I'll have to do a blog post for tomorrow. That's all right, I could do that. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.